Thank you. First thing, I think Pearl wanted to make a quick announcement about our lunch, and then we'll move into the business enterprise topic.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I hope you all enjoy the lunch. The youth group, which is on a group training activity today, are the ones that made our dessert, and they had hoped to come in and be introduced to everybody, but when we didn't all go over there at once, and they weren't all up here at once, so I promised I would tell you all sorry we didn't get to introduce them to you all, but they had fun making the desserts for us, and I hope you enjoyed them as well.
We had fun eating dessert.
We did have fun eating dessert.
I thought I'd point that out.
Some of us probably more than others.
Yeah, Barb.
So anyway, our thanks officially for the record does go to the kids for putting together our dessert.
All right. Yay. Good job.
Very sweet. I'm going to shut some shades over here. I think the letter is...
Yeah, it's kind of blinding.
Shall I go ahead and give the microphone to Carlos then?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I also sent a small report to you, and I will be glad to answer any questions, but since the report was sent, two or three more things came up, so I'm going to start with those three, and if you want, I could answer any questions from the other reports. For those who don't know, one of our vendors passed away, Randy Swanson from Omaha. So we are looking for a new vendor who will be willing and able to run the post office in Omaha. There are 49 machines in that location. So that's the one.
Yeah.
Another opportunity that just came out this week was a meeting that Don Ward went with the VA hospital in Lincoln. They have a small cafeteria. There are like 250 people who work there, plus 150 regular volunteers. So we're talking around 400 folks who are in the building, plus the patients who come. And it looks to be a good opportunity, so we're putting that out for anybody who is interested. The procedure works, we usually put that opportunity out. If a current vendor is interested, if there is only one, we give that site to that particular vendor. If there is one, then more than the vendors committee plus a group of folks from the commission, the NBE team, and the executive director interview those candidates. Then the vendors committee make the recommendation to the director, and the director use that recommendation plus any other information she has and make the decision. So that's how the procedure works. But if there is not current vendor interested, then we look for clients. Again, going back to the VA opportunity that's there, they are willing to give it to us right away. And they also say that they will give us the vending machines opportunity in the building. Then, I don't know if you know that last year the state either purchased or is renting a new building called the 1526 K or L building. Several entities moved there or has been moving for the past few months. The state, DAS, told another company run by Pepsi to go ahead and put their machines there. We complained because the priority is supposed to be given to us. And what they told us was that they are there only temporarily until they put the RFP out. And the RFP was going to be out, the latest by September. We called September, they said maybe October. We call October, they say November. We call it November, they say January, I mean December. Anyhow, came out last week.
Oh, well, there you go.
And we found an unpleasant surprise on the RFP. Let me go back a little bit about the history of the current law. Basically says that in any state building or property, blind vendors have the priority as long as the prices are competitive. The intent was that just because blind people had the priority, they would not be selling a Coke for $5
right.
or for snacks, take advantage. So they say competitive, meaning the regular prices, and also cleaning the machines and all those things. But how DAS interpreted was, well, we are going to put it out for bid. Well, Pepsi put a bid, and they offered to pay $20,000 for rent that the buying vendor cannot afford. So we lost that. So we went back to 2 years ago, worked with some senators. Some of you came to testify, and thank you for doing that. And the amendment was, we have the priority as long as everything is competitive, and rent should be included. Sounds good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the unpleasant surprise that we found last week was they have a new thing in the RFP. So it says how much rent you want to pay, and then the next week they say any other incentive you want to give to the state. So if Pepsi comes and say, well, we don't want to pay rent like the blind, but we are going to give you $20,000 incentive for anything you want for your employees. So that's unpleasant. We are going to write and try to compete with the RFP, but I want you to know what's going on. That's all I have in regard to something new happening after we sent you that report. Do you want me to give a short summary of the previous report I sent you, or do you have any questions?
Carlos, would you describe, and excuse my ignorance if I slept, would you describe the process someone from beginning to end as briefly as you can if someone was looking at becoming or getting into the vending program who knows absolutely nothing about the program?
I'll do my best, sir.
Sir.
Number one, the person has to be blind or legally blind, a U.S. citizen and over 19 years of age, and apply for our services. The thing, we help the person, we give an evaluation, the person needs to be able to know basic math, be able to communicate in English, write, as well as speak, have some social skills, management skills, ability to operate machines or in a small cafeteria, and basic skills. Then we interview the person, ask what kind of goal or ambition he or she has regarding a business. And then we put the person to job shadow other blind vendors to evaluate them, to see their interest, and also they can learn more. And then we basically, one more thing. They have to have a background check from the federal government or federal buildings. And all of that is okay, then we put them in a site.
Okay.
If they become official. Now, let's say the business opportunity in Omaha. The deadline is this Wednesday, and nobody applies. We don't have anybody now. There is one person in Lincoln, but that person wants to stay in Lincoln. So we don't have anybody who is interested in Omaha. Then chances are, if we don't find right away a client, we are going to subcontract with somebody to run it until we find a client. If a client, like you're telling Jim, doesn't know anything about the program, might be a little interested, well, come here, we will work with you. Let me show you how this works. We will support that person as much as we can. We
Carl?
Buy everything. Mm-hmm. And then if the person likes it and is making money, the person eventually becomes a mentor.
Carlos, I guess I haven't seen the criteria, the process, but there was once a time when a person that had their blindness skills evaluated at the rehab center in Lake. Is that still part of it?
Yes, I tried to make it very short. That's why I'm saying it's an evaluation of our basic skills.
So, like, how long an evaluation, or like, what's the extent of it?
We had a person who went there 3 days.
How many days?
Three.
Evaluation, it wasn't training, it was just an evaluation.
Then if you find that someone's lacking, you know, like really good travel skills or something, or I don't know, then what happens?
Well, we'll provide a training. A lot of folks, like, we had a person who came and the person was lacking some skills, but the person could come out of a car and go straight to the building and find locations and when the person get a little familiar. But then we have another person who couldn't do that, but he had different issues. He had a traumatic brain injury and just couldn't learn ways. So he got lost all the time. So in order for him to run an operation, he wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Nope.
Okay, if you know a blind guy in Omaha or anywhere else, let me know.
Yeah, I'm not going to
change.
Thank you, sir. That's the one that gets back.
What's the state plan?
Yeah, I think so.
My God, it is off.
There we go.
Okay. We'll move on to our next item, which is discuss and act on the 2015 state plan. So I think we'll start by letting Pearl give us a brief overview of maybe what's different in the new plan, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Here you go. All right.
Thank you. Okay. I didn't bring the full state plan with you, so I can't say what's different yet, but you'll remember earlier I mentioned the comprehensive statewide needs assessment. I wanted to go through the important needs that were identified as a result of that assessment. They interviewed clients and past clients and staff of the agency and key informants, which included some board members, some other people in the community, and a number of people who might know about what services are provided and what blind or visually impaired people in the state need. And so as we look at all the different sections of the state plan, we'll keep in mind this assessment so that we can build that into what we're doing. So here's the things that were identified. Services to consumers with multiple disabilities. And of course, some of this we're doing quite a bit on some of these things, but the point is that it's still a clear need and we need to either keep doing what we're doing or increase or improve what we're doing. So people with multiple disabilities is a key point. Services to minorities, and that includes race and ethnicity, minorities mainly. Then employment-related assistance, we really focus on that, but we can do things to enhance that as well. Assistive technology is an important area. I think we all know that these days. Partnering with other organizations, we've talked about that a little bit already today, and so That'll be something we just really look at what are we doing and where can we enrich that process. Then services for consumers in rural areas, which of course is most of Nebraska. And so we just need to really make sure that we're as effective in training and job development and placement and all those things throughout the state. A little bit differently focused, they wanted to know what are the rehab needs of individuals. Instruction using computer assistive technology, training in assistive technology, low vision aids or devices, instruction in cane travel, and exploring career options. Those were the top five. And then specific to minorities, are there voc rehab needs that are different or that need special attention? And here the top needs were, well, the top three were the same as the general that I just read, but then also instruction in personal and home management and help exploring career options. Then the voc rehab needs of people who are people or groups who are unserved or underserved. And here, the only minority group that appears to be underserved by this assessment is persons of Hispanic origin. And I was actually surprised by that, but we, compared to the percent of the population that are of Hispanic origin in the population, and then of our, the percentage of our clients, we do not have the same level. There's like 9.1% of the population and only 4.5% of our clientele get services. So that's something we can, and actually, I mean, some of this we've already started working on some of the things that people are doing in the North Platte District in particular, is focusing on this need. But again, we'll be writing it specifically into the state plan. And then also, what about the needs of other components of the statewide workforce system? And for the most part, either people aren't aware of that system or we are already working pretty effectively with them, but we'll make sure we keep focused on that also. And then a question is always whether the agency needs to do something to help establish more community rehabilitation programs. And of the survey, for the most part, it was indicated that there was limited need or no need for that. So that's the overview of the whole assessment. And I've forgotten if we have posted the whole assessment to the website, but if we haven't yet, we should do that. And also the state plan is always on the website, and it's also in your, I put the current plan in your packets, commissioners. So we really encourage the board as well as consumers that might be interested to go through that and send me or send the board whatever you want, any comments you have or suggestions. We do write the plan each year for the federal government, and so and it's all based on the Rehab Act and the requirements of the federal laws. So a lot of it stays the same, but we do really look at it each year and try to make sure we're up to date and the new things we're doing or need to do, that we work that into the plan. That's what I have at this moment. Robert?
So on some of those...
Hang on. Can
you wait a second, Robert?
Yes.
I turned it off.
It's off to you.
Switches on the side.
Oh, hey, all right. Switches on the side. So as I was reading it, there would be like a little note like on some of them, like this screen has been updated to such and such a date. So that was to show us, you know, that particular section had a change from last whatever time, and this gives the new date. So that's what we were looking at, right?
Correct.
I mean, I kind of figured that it just was interesting. You know, this screen rather than this section. I thought that was just interesting.
I can explain that a little bit if you want.
It's just a curiosity, sure.
Yeah.
Central system.
It's an internet.
Well,
there you go. The roving mic.
When I write the state plan, it's now all online, of course, and you have to go into sections, and you've got all the edit boxes and so on, and then it's frankly feels disjointed. It's not like the old days where writing the state plan was more of a journalistic or literary event, and you work on a document and come up with brilliant turns of phrase, but you still do that, but then you have to cut and paste it into these sections on the website, and then you finish each section and submit it, and then it tells you if there's errors, and then anyway, it goes through the whole process. At the very end, when you think that you feel like you have completed all the sections, then you submit the whole thing for to the system, I guess you would say, and then you can save it as one document, but it'll have those little sort of footnotes, and each, you know, this screen was updated relates to those sections and edit fields that relate to that. Now, I did notice, and I had a feeling somebody was going to notice this, and I should have known it would be Robert. there are a couple that say this was last updated like 10 years ago or 5 years ago or something. There's just a couple like that, and that's because they are items where we don't have anything new. So I actually did go in and pull out the old wording and put in exactly new wording and save it, but it still told me that it hadn't been updated. but I played with that last year because it made it look like we forgot to look at that section, and that's not the case.
Okay.
Is that?
Yes, thank you.
I would rather, and what I used to do was do it all as a whole Word document, and it makes for reading much smoother reading, I think. So anyway, for whatever that's worth.
Anything else?
Let me talk a little bit about time frames. The plan has to be to the feds July 1, and typically we work on it within the agency. I do a lot of it, but other people do parts that are more specific to their areas. I think in the May meeting, the May board meeting, I submit, of course, in the meantime, I'm sending you all drafts for further input. But best case is at the May meeting, you're able to review basically a final draft and approve it in formal session, because the next meeting wouldn't be till August, and that's too late. So this will, I think, do the same thing. I'll be working on completing it much before that, but I wasn't able to complete it by today's meeting. so Anyway, it is my hope that by late April that I and back and forth with you all have been able to work on the draft to finalize it as much as possible so that at the May meeting you all will have a final draft.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Okay, there you go.
So that's pretty much it at this point about the state plan.
Okay.
Questions?
Nope.
I have no. Okay.
So we'll pass.
Question for you.
Okay.
Do you want the mic?
You want the mic?
I suppose.
Here, take it off, I think. Common practice.
My question is, given the new information from the needs assessment, and I know this is kind of still in the works and you're still planning, but what is the thinking about incorporating that information into the state plan? Do you anticipate new directions, new programs? I guess I'm thinking big picture. You know, what can we expect to see in the state plan? Maybe that's my question. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Much of this or much of these areas of emphasis are things that we already do really pay attention to and attempt to address with our just individualized services as well as the group programs, as well as other efforts of reaching out. One example would be services to minorities. We have a required reporting that every office has to do. There's a spreadsheet, and on that we identify what are all of the either groups or populations or entities that we could connect with in order to give the best possible services to people of minorities. And so we've had that in place for a number of years, and each district, they basically are required to go through and make sure that in each year they actually do reach out to or do something with or for each particular group. And so then they track that. When did a counselor go to that reservation, or what did they provide at that senior, or not senior, but community center, and so on. And then that all goes to Bob Deaton, and he compiles and he looks to see if there's any gaps, and then works with the field staff to fill the gaps. But I think what I read in the assessment is that really isn't enough, and we need to maybe more take a deeper look at what are we doing when we like go to that particular place, and are we generating referrals, and if not, what is it we could do differently and like that. So I would say, you know, the way that in my mind that we're going to work this into the plan is in each section several of these things might apply: multiple disabilities, minorities, technology, employment. And so within each area we need to really think through and therefore write into the plan what is it we could be doing differently to fill those needs.
I have another question.
Okay.
Here comes the mic.
We really do,
Kathy.
Really.
Can you put that on the agenda?
Maybe Hubert.
I just don't know what to buy that would be compatible. I've looked on the internet and searched, and I don't want to. I need help.
We'll put Hubert on that.
Okay, we're sorting out our tech issues up here. My question. Multiple disabilities. That was my question. Okay, that was an identified need, and there has been a lot of discussion within the center, that they have a lot of clients there with multiple disabilities, and there was suggestion once upon a time, maybe it was me that made it, I don't know.
Must have been
to hire an additional person to help with those, whether it's English as a second language or...
Yeah, that was you that suggested it.
Jim says it was me that suggested it. So and I'm just wondering if we might consider implementing that into the state plan. So I'll let you talk about that.
Pass the mic.
Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, we are in process of hiring or creating a new position, which we're in draft calling in a special needs counselor to primarily be located in the center, but also be available to the field as well. That would be able, that wouldn't be specifically teaching a specific area like homemaking or cane travel, but would be able to spend more one-on-one time with those clients who have special needs, much of which would be multiple disabilities. But it also could be, I think you mentioned English speaking and other areas of where there are barriers beyond the blindness issues. let's see. We have a full-time position that's not filled currently in the center, but our census in the center has been lower than it had been for a very long time. We were always full. Now we've kind of gone through a period where it was less, and we're working on building the numbers in the center, but so we don't have the need for it right this minute, but we are, so we're creating the position, which now we're back to bureaucracy, and we have to go through steps with state personnel, and the position really will be different than what we've had, so we want to chart out what are the responsibilities, the duties, the qualification requirements and such, and then that will probably take a few months to get that worked out, and then we can see about hiring the person. We have already built salary of the position into our budget plan with the idea that we will be filling that person or filling that position in the not too distant future. So we are actually already working on that.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. There you go, Julie.
Other questions?
Mm-hmm. No.
Hearing no other questions regarding state plan, we'll move on to our next agenda item, which is executive director evaluation for this year. It's been another long process. There were kind of just finished and just starting, I guess, to use a new evaluation process this year. And so this agenda item is one that I requested just so we could have, as a board, to decide who's going to do what and how the evaluation is actually going to be handled. I mean, we have the document that outlines the steps, so now we need to figure out who's responsible for what and the timeline.
Quick question. Did you have some comments you'd like to make before we start doing that part?
I don't know if it needs to be before. I guess it needs to be for time frame.
Dr. Van Zandt, when we were talking last night, and she has some comments that she'd like to make, or concerns about the process, and maybe we need to hear those before we start figuring out timeframes and assignments and things like that.
Kathy, are you trying to say
something?
Do you want
to? Let it go to Kathy.
Bless you.
If you look at the minutes from the November meeting, I believe you decided in November that for the 2014 evaluation of the director, you would do like you did years ago.
That's
and the new evaluation tool would take effect.
That wasn't my understanding.
That's my understanding.
And that wasn't mine.
Well,
that maybe was in the minutes, but that wasn't my understanding.
Yeah, that's because I can actually speak to that. The reason why it was done that way, or why we voted on it that way, Jim, was that at least the comment that I made was it was only fair that the Dr. Van Zandt know the process that she's being evaluated on prior to the evaluation period starting. So if you suddenly start a new evaluation process, like right now, that ends in March or ends in May, then and she's being evaluated for this entire year, she didn't know the evaluation. She doesn't know how she's being evaluated before the period starts. It's only fair to her to start this right at the mm-hmm. beginning of a new evaluation period.
Change the rules in the middle of the stream.
Yeah, it's not fair to do that.
I thought we kind of decided to do a combination of both.
Let's give it to Pearl. You already had that done.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
Madam Chair?
We'll do public comment just right after this item.
I know I'm out of order, but the feedback from the mic is just driving my ears crazy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I mean, that sort of...
Yeah, I'm...
Thank you.
Yes, that's completely appropriate. Thank you.
Now, I don't hear anything.
When the bottom of it was by my laptop, I could hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the mic. Speakers are here too, so
hear. Right. Well, shout out feedback. Is there feedback right now?
No.
Okay, we just need to never give the mic to Mike Hansen.
So moved.
I don't probably need it anyway.
No. And I had my laptop on earlier, but I have it closed right now, so I'm sorry if it was causing problems. Anyway, thank you for telling us. I think Kathy has the best knowledge of how the minutes were, certainly there was discussion about a combination of and how we were going to transition from the old way to the newer way, but I'm sure what Kathy and Mike are saying is correct from what was decided at the meeting. What I wanted to say is that I've been going through the review process that was developed with the consultant and a couple of the board members before. The consultant for this project was Paulette Heseltine Monty from Omaha, worked with mainly Jim and Daryl on this new tool, new assessment, and so I've been going through it since then to kind of more thinking in terms of timing and what's doable for this board. And I have some, the whole tool is a 10-page print document, so we won't go into depth here, but I have gone through and tried to make some points that relate to what fits with the board structure and the quarterly meetings and the timing of all of that. So I'll be sending my comments to the board or a revised document, basically, that, of course, then you can decide. But the other thing, too, is that if you were to do this full process, it is far more time-intensive on the part of the board than what we have done in the past. And so whether you can full-fledged conduct the entire thing, or if you're going to decide how to pare it down to some extent so that it's more doable, you know, that I think is, that's you, your call as a group, but I think it's important to know what you're getting into, you know, before it's fully implemented. But anyway, I guess that's my main, the main thing I wanted to say today.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so I guess as a board, we need to figure out how we want to proceed. The general consensus in the past discussions has been that we do not want to do the survey again.
Comment? Well, as when we started the process of finding a new evaluation tool, the comment that I've always made is that the survey was only part of the evaluation process. It was a way of gaining feedback of Dr. Van Zandt's performance as it pertains to the point of view of her staff of being a manager of them, that it was always up to the commission board to base their opinion partially on that, but not entirely on that, and it was left up to them to go back and look at reports, look at other documentation that we've received throughout the year, and feedback from other sources to make that decision when we do her evaluation. So we've had other sources of information besides a survey to base all of that on. The evaluation process was never just a survey from the staff.
That's how it's perceived by staff.
Yes. That was not the perception of everyone, but that is true. My dilemma is we're not going to use the new evaluation tool until next year, but we're not going to do a survey. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do?
Let me ask a quick question. Kathy, do you have, and I don't need my, do you have the minutes handy that you could read the description or the motion or the whatever that we decided back in November?
I do.
I must have been asleep when that happened. But. Okay.
Mike's going to look that up.
It'll take me a minute, but I mean, I have all the minutes with me.
Well,
you're talking about them.
Yeah. With regarding the survey or the evaluation tool.
Okay.
I mean, that's what is what I want to hear because.
Yeah.
If Kathy gets too far, I don't care who reads it. But.
2013. There's November. And. So here we're starting to talk about.
Are there any other questions from you as while we're waiting?
Questions? Well, it depends. My question may depend on what the motion says, okay. What the minute says. Like I say, I was.
We'll just wait a minute. We'll figure it out.
Anybody have any Jeopardy music?
Comment. Hold on.
Towards the bottom.
Break.
We need Alex Trebek or something.
Commission report.
Let's put her down.
I think it's toward the bottom.
New business.
Yep.
Discuss an act on. No, that's dead states. Here we go. Commission Hansen moved to adopt the new executive director evaluation tool and have it become effective July. Okay, so here it is.
Be careful with the feedback.
Right. I don't need it.
Okay. Just yell.
Okay. Commissioner Hansen moved to adopt the new executive director evaluation tool and have it become effective July 1, 2014, okay, with the understanding that revisions be made to make it specific to NCBVI. Okay. A job description and action plan are also to be included. Commissioner Walla seconded the motion. A roll call vote was taken, and all commissioners voted in favor of the motion.
Okay.
So we need a job description and an action plan.
Well, the job description is... So we need to, if one does not exist today, we need to create one.
Yeah, we need to look at that and make sure.
Read the paragraph before what you just read.
Okay. Okay, let me share. It was, just a second, let me read it out to myself before I read it out loud here. It was the consensus of the commissioners use their own evaluation tools for the update. Here you go. Thank you very much. Each commissioner should... Okay, so this is pretty close to what I was just saying a minute ago. It was the consensus that the commissioners use their own evaluation tool for the upcoming May 2014 executive director evaluation, as has been done in the past. Each commissioner should collect their own data, use their own judgment, gather statistics, and ask questions as they interact with staff members. So basically the exact same process that's been used before, just minus a survey.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Okay, so I'm feeling like we need to look at the job description and make sure that that's still relevant. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
It's gonna be.
So, look at that and approve, we need to approve it in May, so we need to do all the legwork beforehand, and an action plan. So,
did you have something, Pearl? I think Pearl had something.
Okay, and then for me personally, the documents that are listed in the new evaluation tool, we have a lot of those, but I would definitely like to have all those documents. That should be too.
Okay.
That should be doable. And then
I think most of those should be on the packet, the updated packet, but I'll look back
and
to make sure.
I think so, but I'm just in case they're not, that is the checklist that I know I will use.
Okay.
And I have been trying to connect with staff, you know, in various events and whatnot. I do not know yet if I will be going to the state staff meeting, but I will try to make that happen. Budget document. So, okay, I'll let Pearl make her comments, and then...
Did you have anything?
I don't really
have
anything.
You don't have anything? Okay.
I thought you did.
Okay.
She changed her mind.
Okay.
She thought of something.
Jim, good to hear my wheels turning up here, even before I knew it. When it comes right down to it, I don't think we have an actual job description because we hired a director in 1974, and then we hired a director in 1998, which was me. And so it's not like our positions that we fill on a not an often basis. We have a low turnover here, but we do fill positions, and so we do have job descriptions for everybody else. My job description is sort of, it's in all of this, it's in the law, it's in everything that we do, and so the knowledge of what the director needs to be doing is definitely here, but to say that we have a document we can pull out that's the job description, I don't think we do. So that'll take some work, and that'll be good because at some point in
perhaps the next 4 or 5 years, I'll probably want to slow down or retire a little bit, at least slow down on my 8-to-5 duties. So I'll probably retire someday, and so it would be a very good thing to, or you all might, the board might decide they need new blood before that, and they'll want a very good job description, too.
We would have had one for May.
So, yeah. Anyway, just so you know, there isn't one of those right now.
So then who writes it? Do we write it? Do you write it?
We write it.
We write it? That's what I want to find out.
But I would be very much interested in, mm-hmm. you have more knowledge yep. of like the various yeah. laws and to pull from that. Right. Yeah. yeah.
When we create positions or fill positions or reclassify for that matter, the position description questionnaire, PDQ, it's a difficult thing to fill out, but it's actually a really good framework that helps guide you to think through, you know, what are the major tasks, how critical are these, what are the, you know, it's a very good systematic tool. So I think it would be a good idea to use that as a starting place for plugging in all the information that we have in our heads about what's required of this position.
Something else, too, is that we do have agencies for the blind around the country that have hired executive yeah. directors in more recent years that we could contact to see if they'd be willing to share their job description, not as a final document, but as a starting point to get us going in the right direction as well.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. That's something I could get from colleagues, if you like,
that's what you
to give to you.
Okay.
So.
Hold on, Julie. Got the mic coming.
I know that PDQ does not stand for pretty darn quick.
You are correct.
It does take work to fill one of those out.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you have the time?
That's to a big do. Deal. For me, what I said I'll do is to contact my colleague agencies that I know have hired in recent years that... okay. You know, at least think a little bit like we do, and see if I can get those job descriptions as a starting place.
Okay.
Action plan.
I think we just said
one. We need the first part of an action plan would be to create a job description, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, but that's two items. Job description and action plan are separate.
Oh, okay. Well, when the action plan could, as we review the last couple comments that Dr. Van Zandt is going to send us related to the evaluation tool.
Yeah, that's right.
Those final comments are incorporated at the May meeting. The action plan, because I believe what you were meaning by an action plan is who is going to do what part if somebody had to be responsible for collecting data or something like that from the commission board to fulfill certain aspects of the evaluation process. That's not what you meant by
no,
an action plan?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe that is an action plan, but I think we have multiple action plans going
okay.
on.
Then what did you mean by an action plan?
In the new evaluation tool, it specifically says that we should look at the action plan, which is kind of like the more specific state plan. It's maybe goals. Maybe that's a better description. That's the way I understood it. It's kind of the checklist of things to be accomplished in the next year, mm-hmm. so that yep. at the end of the year, we can look at that action plan or that goals list and did these things get done? So I think... that probably needs to come from Pearl, then we need to review it and say, yes, this is a, you know, appropriate action plan. And then that would start, well, it could start whenever, but for the purposes of the evaluation, it would go from July 1st to June 30th.
Okay.
No.
You'd have to go to April.
Because...
I think what you're saying, we would have to implement the action plan or the goals setting, you know, right at the time we hire Pearl, if we decide to retain her, and that way she has a year to, you know, so basically it'd have to be from, you know, May to May. Is that what you're, or, you know, April to May, whatever it is.
I'm thinking too hard is the...
Right.
But what I'm saying is we need to do this action plan in the near future, because when it comes to the next evaluation cycle, we need to look back and see if it's been done.
So what you're saying is have the goals set, the goals written before by July.
We have to write the goals before you do the goals.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, you write the
goals. Would you like me to read it out of the evaluation tool? What the action plan is?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want this?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
There are a couple sections where the action plan is referred to. And just a minute, I'm getting to the first one here. All right. What will be evaluated? And this is this criteria will be taken from the executive director's job description as well as from the agency's action plan and state plan. So it's just one place where we're gathering information related to the evaluation process. We move down the document here that was created, and just a second, I got to scroll up a page here. Okay, and again, this is talking about key documents that are going to be reviewed during the process, and one of them is the action plan, but there's some additional notes here. It is recommended that the executive director develop an annual action plan. Items can be used in the action plan items can be used in the development of the state plan. Keep in mind that the action plan may also be used as a means of measurements when rationalizing budgetary costs. And then there is a third reference. And is this meaningful? The process holds additional immense the ideas gathered from the frustration function that we can use to action. Oh, no, that's not. So those are the two places of mention.
Right. So if we take the example of the new position of the special needs counselor, mm-hmm. That could be a part of the action plan. That, you know, they're going to write a job description and get that sent off to state personnel, you know, and then hire pending approval from state. So that could be a piece in the action plan. We can look back next year, did these get done? Then it becomes a part of the state plan. You see how it all fits together. I don't want to create more unnecessary work. Mm-hmm. I just see the action plan as like a to-do list.
Sure.
List of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Is that workable?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we all good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do I have a couple of volunteers who would like to work with Pearl and whoever on developing the job description?
I'd be interested.
Okay.
I was going to reach over and raise your hand up, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to volunteer. That's all right. Go ahead. Yeah.
Does somebody want to work with Robert?
I can do that since I have some spare time.
Okay. Robert and Jim are going to work
not
with
by choice.
Pearl on developing a job description document. Any other discussion about this?
Now we will review the document in May, is that correct? And approve it and so on and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take another look at the whole evaluation tool bundle.
It will be back on the agenda.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Hearing no more discussion about that. Did I hear?
No.
Okay.
You have something down here about retreat.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead.
No.
Okay, discuss an act on Board of Commissioners retreat.
This is Julie's item, folks.
Yeah, so... okay, so my thinking is, and maybe retreat's not the right word, but I could come up with something better. So we have new commissioners, and we're doing a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on, and especially with Dr. Stelter, and I'm so excited. Like, she comes in and does the Myers-Briggs and does training with the different offices. And then besides Dr. Stelter, like, each of the offices, like, has their management meetings or their district meetings. And the board, all we have is this, but we don't get the opportunity for a lot of training or more informal kind of opportunities. So I don't know what exactly it would look like or what we would include, but I'm kind of thinking maybe more in-depth hands-on training, because especially when it comes to the budget, I feel kind of overwhelmed. And maybe some leadership kind of training. I don't know if that's appropriate or anybody's interested, but that's kind of what I'm thinking is...
Just as a point of clarification, and I can shout because I got a big mouth. I had suggested to Julie back in... I had suggested to Julie back in December when we found out that Robert and Becky were climbing aboard the ship, if you will, that we need to bring these folks up to speed, because, as she said, there's a lot of, you know, things going on. There's some things that, you know, we need to just make them aware of. That way they understand where we're at in these meetings and why we do what we do and so on and so forth. And I think that's where the idea of the retreat had come in. And I suggested to Julie that maybe we should do this the night before the board meeting or what have you. Of course, that didn't happen. We had the thing last night with Dr. Stelter, and that worked out well. So I think that would be an excellent idea for us to do that, because, look, Robert has some inside knowledge of working for the agency for 37 years. Becky's fairly new to some of this and probably is sitting here scratching her head thinking, what did I get into? You know, and so we need to bring these folks up to speed. You're kind of a kumbaya moment. Get together and you know, just bond and you know, make sure we're all on the same page and we understand what's going on. So that's all I have.
Yes.
I was just going to add
a
couple of my thoughts to what you're bringing up here. And part of the plan that Dr. Sure.
Oh. Oops.
I'll just slide back here just a little bit. Avoid my laptop feedback. I have in front of me the plan that we that was proposed to us by Dr. Steltler back in November.
It's okay. Keep going.
Okay. back in November, and part of the plan was that at some point in the process that we were going to meet. And this is really different than what we did last night, that we were going to meet for discussion regarding the future of the agency. Different, and that sounds really radical, but just different to discuss more after she'd finished the whole process, some of her
recommendations.
Thank you very much. Some of her insights that she had seen, that was actually down here as an item in her plan that she was asking to do. So board retreat for discussion regarding future of agencies, how it was worded. But also, I know from my perspective in knowing what's coming and some of the things that have happened already. I'm really interested in taking part in some of the things that are going on in the process that all the rest of the staff are doing. Not so much because, although it would be interesting, what do I care what my Myers-Briggs
score is or whatever, but knowing the process that the staff is going through, what's being done, understanding all the things that are happening, and this is an opportunity to do that as well. It's also an opportunity, which I don't know if it's ever been done in the past or not, but these things piling up like this, it makes it a good opportunity to do this, with the two new board members being able to bring answer questions, bring some, get them comfortable with some of the things that are going on, procedures, policies, all that stuff, answer questions. I know a lot of that happens offline too, but kind of it's like Jim was saying, it's an opportunity to do that as well.
Bond.
And the mic's on.
Okay. I'm guessing though that already in the works meeting with Dr. Stelter is going to be a ways out.
It is.
We don't have
a date, but no. I would bet it would be before July in the way that this is going.
Okay.
You think so?
We could ask her that.
Yeah, we could. So what do other commissioners think?
I would guess it would probably be before April time frame would even be a possibility.
You have any thoughts, Becky?
Okay.
Sorry about having a retreat.
Work so much,
yes,
or some training or something.
Well, we haven't really had a time to put all of our heads together and talk about our overall purpose and what needs to happen, with some more history, just how things are done. So I definitely feel like I'm not up to speed with everything I need to know.
Okay. So, you have something, Jim?
No. I think I need to stay.
Becky, do you have...
Oh, yeah, I'd just appreciate a little bit more information about background about everything. So, yeah, I think it would be good.
So do we want to do something in addition to what we have scheduled with Dr. Stelter and a part of that process?
The day with what was proposed with Dr. Stelter was for half a day at some point. And so if there were other things that I think it sounds like there are that we would like to accomplish at a time like this, then that could that could easily be made made a day out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I have a comment, Julie.
Sure.
Yeah, not my place, I'm sorry. There you go.
I just suggest, given my public meeting law, whenever mm-hmm. you've got a group forum of all commissioners, you have to call a meeting. Mm-hmm. You can't just meet privately without calling a meeting. It's in the public meeting law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was sitting here thinking about that.
Yeah.
Think about that a little bit.
You know, could I?
It's on.
This is Pearl. A big part of why we went to having focus topics where we spent a bigger chunk of time on specific topics related to the agency instead of just all the individualized agenda items was for training of the board so that you would get a more in-depth understanding of what we do with low vision and technology and field services and all of that. But of course, you only have four in a whole year and so that was the purpose of that. And then the electronic packet, which by the way I'd be happy to provide in print if you need that or in Braille if you want that. But it's all on the discs that we give. We call it a packet, but really it's a flash drive and has so many documents on it that it'll take you a while to read through all of that. Anyway,
Kathy's right that as far as to have a something separate, you can do it, but it needs to be a public meeting, and we follow all the same rules. So.
Okay. Okay.
It's all.
No, I'm just thinking there's got there.
It's on.
Kathy, when we had the meeting with the phone conference meeting with Bill several years ago, and he explained
the budget.
The budget.
But that was a public meeting.
Was it? Okay. I can't remember.
It was, yeah.
Well.
So when we had this retreat with Dr. Stelter,
it'll have to be a meeting, and we'll have to do an executive session.
That's okay. Now, I was going to suggest doing something separate and apart from that, but given the public meeting law, I would recommend that whenever we meet with her, that we just bring Robert and Becky up to speed at that point, if they want to wait.
Well, and we can, in the meantime, like with, you know, that we're in the budget, in the months of developing the budget biennium proposal for the state. And so we at this point, mostly Bill and I, will be providing you with the draft documents, and we'll have feedback back and forth on the specifics of that. Also, we, any one of us, with the agency can meet with, say, a couple of individual board members.
Right.
Like if Robert and Becky in particular wanted a session on the Rehab Act or the budget process or whatever, we can do that. And we'd be happy to set up whatever you think would be helpful. Or if you like reading and then having a phone conversation for some questions, we can do that. You know, whatever's going to work best for you. So we'll certainly, we, the agency, we want to provide training to new and old commissioners on any area that you want, but we need to do it in a little bit different way. So part of that is you communicating with me about what you'd like more about. And I didn't put the state budget proposal on those packets, so I'll be sending to you. And you also, on your packets, you could keep any new documents that I send. If you want to just keep it right there on that flash drive, that would be a good way to have it together. And just tell me if you want another format.
Thanks.
More discussion?
Oh, it's fine.
I guess I'm just not sure.
I'm not sure what we're doing.
I'm not sure what to suggest.
Just table it.
I made my suggestion.
Okay. Mike suggests that we table it until the next meeting so we can think about it. Perhaps each commissioner, and for Robert and Becky, it might be kind of just like everything, but if we could each individually think about what areas I know for me, it truly is budget. You know, we get all these spreadsheets and budget documents, and I look through them and I feel completely overwhelmed. Like,
yeah.
I only have the faintest idea what I'm reading. So I know that would be at the top of my list.
Okay.
Something that I feel like I need more tutoring on. So let's individually think about what we need, what we want, and then we'll visit it again formally next time. In the meantime, I mean, I guess I can always call Bill and set up a time. He can explain me to, you know, stuff to me on the phone or whatever. Yeah.
If you'd let me know.
Okay.
And then, because it could be several of you want
a
little more in depth on something,
And then I can set up something with me and Bill and the two or three or four of you that want to do that. I guess it can't be four. We can't have a quorum.
Well, even three.
But three is a quorum. Oh, no, three is a quorum.
I guess I need to go back to math. But for
good thing you're not making changes in the classroom last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So do we need to have a motion to table it?
No.
No, we just do that. Okay. Yeah. I think that's everything.
Public comment.
So let's do public comment.
Does the public want to comment?
Any names? People want to?
Barbara.
Anybody else?
Mark.
Okay. Okay, we'll take those.
Excellent. And then we'll.
First, I want to thank Kathy for taking one of the items that I didn't need to. I do appreciate your being up to date on the public meeting law, because great as that kind of thing would sound, it would have been against the law. So I like the fact that you guys are thinking of different ways of doing it and getting the information and all of that. And I also thank Pearl for reminding people of how the focus topics came into being in the first place, to help you guys get the training and be up to date on how things are going. There were two things that I wanted to comment on. One had to do with the vending situation. Robert did mention something about that we have talked before about if someone doesn't have, you know, maybe the person is good at business and this and that and whatever, but really either is new to blindness and therefore doesn't have a lot of the blindness skills or the philosophical approach to blindness or whatever, that then that person does need to be trained in that way. And you know, Carlos did mention that people can be trained. I mean, you can have an evaluation that's very short, or you might have long term. But I just wanted to, I guess, reiterate the real need for us to have people in that very prominent kind of PR position for the blind, if you want to call it that. That vending is, because a lot of times those are the folks that the public sees most out there, showing how we do things in a very business type session or a business type place. And so it is really important that the person be confident as a blind person and really confident in not only the skills but how they approach themselves and everything as blind people. Talking about the VA thing, Brad and I have been in that place a lot, and there used to be a cafeteria that was really a pretty good place. Now it's vending machines that are totally inaccessible, and you know, you gotta round somebody up to get a candy bar or whatever you might want. So I hope that if the commission gets that facility, that it will get better, because it's not very good at the moment. My other concern is the something that you were talking about, calling a special needs counselor or whatever. It reminds me of back in the day, which for me was back in the 70s, when there was talk of having a school for the sensory impaired or whatever, and having, at that point, it was mostly keying in on deaf children and blind children be in the same school, because after all, you know, they have a sensory impairment or whatever, not bearing in mind that for us as blind people, that verbalization is a big deal, and for a lot of deaf people, lights are a big deal, and to have someone who is skilled at working in both areas, whether you're talking about children or adults or whoever, I mean, I'm not sure in trying to think of what that kind of a person would look like, especially if not only does that person need to be working extra time one-on-one, which generally means really knowing an area or knowing a thing, not only on other kinds of disabilities, but also other languages, I'm wondering who in the world that person would be, or what, you know, how that would actually, I mean, that sounds almost like one of those things that looks good on paper, but no human being possessing that could really exist. And so I guess maybe I don't understand the position well enough. That's definitely a real possibility, but I really get concerned when people start talking about special needs, first of all, because I really don't care for that term. And then to throw in all the things that were looking like they were being tossed into that makes me nervous. Thank you.
Mark.
And Mark?
Yeah. Okay, Mark Bolger, Omaha. Just hopefully a couple quick comments. I can recognize by just sitting here today how committed and dedicated the board is to doing their jobs and doing it well. So thank you for that. With that, I would say I would caution you that sometimes good intentions can go too far. My concern is, you know, you guys have other lives. Is the well-being of you and trying to take on more than what you can accomplish, and then put maybe an additional burden on just people that deal with it directly. And, you know, it's not a criticism. When you try to do good things, sometimes it gets complicated. You know, you've got an evaluation that, you know, it sounds like a good thing, but it's taking time. You've got a consultant coming in. It sounds like a good thing. That takes time. But, you know, it comes back to, you know, you got to look at what the key indicators are, what this state agency is supposed to be doing. Obviously, it starts with dollars. You know, we have a fixed number of dollars that we want to use the best we can. It talks about, you know, it's about the consumers. You know, who are we trying to serve? You know, we use those public dollars. And then it's talking about, I heard that, promoting a positive attitude about what the blind people, vision impaired people can do. Those are things we need to do. You know, it's about following the law. You know, it's, while we have good intentions, if we don't fully understand what we're doing, we could get ourselves into trouble. So we need to always keep an eye on the law. It's about measuring. You know, what's important? How do we measure those things? You know, we need some key indicators. You know, the RSA reports are a good one. It's about you know, staff satisfaction. You know, we want to have a happy worker as a productive worker. And it's about, again, the last thing is a quality of life for not just a few blind people that have huge success stories, but a lot of blind people that maybe they don't reach my goal, but they reach their goal. So, you know, we got to acknowledge that there are differences out there and different ways to do things. We're all trying to do the best we can, but you know, let's give Dr. Van Zandt a little empowerment so that she can do her job and do it well. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's still
okay. Is there anyone else that has a comment?
If you're ready to adjourn, I have one comment.
Speak on forever, hold your peace.
Anyone else from the public have a question, a comment, anything? Concerned? This is your last chance.
Connie just came back in, by the way.
Today.
We gave applause to the kids and really thank you for everything they did. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Tell them all. Thank you very much. It was very good.
They can come make me brownies at my house anytime.
Yeah, that was Mike's comment.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no more public comment, we're going to go to final announcements. Mike has one, and Jim reminded me that when we did commissioner reports earlier, I forgot to see if anyone wanted to request reimbursement for any upcoming events. Robert and Becky, do you even know what we're talking about?
So, I mean, do you like the state staff, maybe, or...
No.
Okay,
no, it just, consumer events. So, like, the ACB State Convention will be the first one to come up.
I do need to go to that.
Okay, so you do, do you want to ask for the agency to reimburse your expenses?
Sure.
Okay. Becky, do you...
Not this
year. Okay. So the board votes, and then the agency would reimburse his actual expenses for that convention if we vote yes. And you're allowed one state and one national of each organization per term. Did I get that right?
I think that's right.
Yes. If it's not exactly right, it's in your pack.
Yeah.
It's close.
But this is your first one, so you're totally in your right thing. Okay, so Robert's made that request, so let's go ahead and... Do we need a motion? Can we just vote?
We just vote.
Okay, let's just... Kathy says we need a motion.
I'll move that we reimburse Robert's actualized expenses to go to Omaha.
I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. We'll have a roll call vote, and I'll start with Becky this time.
Yes.
Okay. And Jim?
Yep.
And Robert?
I can vote on my own.
You can.
Oh, yes. I never
You can choose to abstain.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And Mike?
Sure.
And I vote yes. So,
I
there you go.
Go that far.
And then Mike has... Is there any more?
Do we need to discuss next meeting, just for the record?
Yeah.
That it's May 3rd in Kearney, Nebraska.
At the Hampton Inn.
Hampton Inn, 9 a.m.
And our focus topic is the evaluation at that time. Okay, and I'll let Mike give us his.
I was just going to, because we it has been done in public comment, but not by the board, and this is coming at the end instead of the beginning, so it's a little backwards, but I just wanted to welcome Robert and Newman and Becky Reakin to the Board of Commissioners. They introduced themselves as new board members, but we never officially welcomed them to the board, so welcome. We appreciate your service to come as I indicated before, where I was going to raise Robert's hand, so we will put you to work.
Okay. Are there any announcements from the board or Kathy or Pearl? We're good. Everybody's good. Okay, then we are adjourned.
So moved.
I have
Thanks
something.
Everybody for
I'll read you here real quick.